This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 AM News. The headlines first. Government plans to table 166 bills next fiscal year. Law Minister declares year of legal reforms. Prime Minister discusses tourism promotion with Hotel Association, reaffirms government support. Supreme Court orders Property Commission to suspend asset probe until final decision. And US-Iran tensions escalate with fresh military strikes. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives yesterday discussed a wide range of public concerns, with lawmakers urging the government to strengthen good governance, control rising prices, improve service delivery, and address the long-standing problems of landless settlers and squatters. During the meeting, lawmakers from both the ruling and the opposition parties called for measures to revive the economy, ensure sustainable rehabilitation of genuine landless families, strengthen the rule of law, resolve the Nepal-India border issue through diplomacy, improve mental health services, expand health insurance to well-equipped hospitals, repair damaged roads, address disruptions in the transport management system, and provide timely relief to disaster-affected communities. Opposition lawmakers also protested at the beginning of the meeting before parliamentary business resumed. Likewise, the House unanimously ratified two International Labour Organization instruments, the 2014 Protocol to the Enforced Labour Convention 1930 and the Labour Inspection Convention 1947, No. 81. Responding to lawmakers, Minister for Youth, Labour and Employment Ramji Yadav said the ratifications would strengthen labour inspection, protect workers' rights and guide future reforms to labour laws and policies. Likewise, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Subita Gautam, on behalf of Prime Minister Balendra Shah, presented the annual reports of the National Human Rights Commission, the National Information Commission and the Inclusion Commission. She also informed the House that the government plans to introduce 166 bills in the coming fiscal year, describing it as a year of legal reforms. Similarly, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle said the government was amending and repealing outdated financial laws based on the recommendations of the High-Level Economic Reforms Advisory Commission. The House unanimously endorsed a proposal to consider the bill, and lawmakers were invited to register amendments. Meanwhile, opposition parties registered a proposal of urgent public importance at the Federal Parliament Secretariat seeking parliamentary discussion on the sustainable management and rehabilitation of genuine landless people, landless Dalits, squatters and unmanaged settlers. Concluding the session of the House of Representatives yesterday, Speaker Dol Prasad Arial urged lawmakers to remain closely connected with citizens during the parliamentary recess, stressing that the continuous public dialogue would strengthen democracy and help ensure that the people's concerns are reflected in lawmaking and governance. The House of Representatives is scheduled to meet again on July 30th. Likewise, the National Assembly has drawn the government's attention to disaster preparedness, good governance, press freedom, agriculture, health and employment. During yesterday's meeting, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Subita Gautam, on behalf of Prime Minister Balendra Shah, tabled the annual report of the Office of the Attorney General for the fiscal year 2081-82. National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal also informed the members that the President had certified several bills passed by the Parliament. Speaking during the special hour, lawmakers urged the government to strengthen good governance, disaster preparedness, public services, agriculture, workers' rights and essential public welfare programs. The National Assembly is scheduled to reconvene on July 31st. Prime Minister Balendra Shah held discussions with office bearers of the Hotel Association Nepal, HAN, yesterday, reaffirming the government's commitment to promoting the tourism sector and strengthening cooperation with the private sector. During the meeting at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Prime Minister Shah said the government had already begun working to boost tourism and assured hotel entrepreneurs that the concerns would be addressed, urging them to comply with legal provisions, register eligible establishments with the Department of Tourism, and explore public-private partnership opportunities. Representatives of the Hotel Association Nepal informed that the Prime Minister that the industry has the capacity to serve up to 4 million tourists annually and called for policy and infrastructure reforms, including better airport and airline services, among others. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Khadakraj Paudil also attended the meeting. Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav has convened Nepal's condolences to Qatar over the demise of former Emir Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani. During a visit to Lusail Palace, Vice President Yadav handed President Ramchandra Paudil's condolence letter to Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani. The Vice President also thanked the Qatari government for ensuring the safety and welfare of the Nepali community, while Emir Sheikh Tamim expressed appreciation for Nepal's message of sympathy and solidarity. Vice President Yadav is scheduled to return home today. The Ministry of Information and Communications has directed the Film Development Board to strictly enforce existing legal provisions while approving films for public screening. The Ministry of Information and Communications instructed the board not to approve films that could jeopardize national security, public disorder, relations with friendly countries, or public morality, and reminded producers and distributors that all films must obtain censorship certificate clearance before release. Meanwhile, the government has also ordered concerned agencies to prepare a time-bound action plan to manage the tangled internet, telephone and television cables that have remained on electricity poles and roadsides across the Kathmandu Valley for years. A high-level meeting involving the Ministries of Information and Communications and Energy directed the Nepal Telecommunications Authority, Nepal Electricity Authority, mobile network and internet service providers to remove unused cables from 6 locations in the valley by the end of this month as the first phase of the campaign. The government has reaffirmed its commitment to expanding the use of information technology in education and promoting the digital economy. Speaking at a national roundtable discussion on innovation and technology, Minister for Education and Sports Sasmit Pokhrel said the government is advancing policies to integrate digital technology, inclusion and digital skills into schools and universities. Likewise, Minister for Science, Technology and Innovation Mahabir Poon said the information technology sector has significant potential to create employment, generate high-value income, and contribute to country's economic growth. Participants stressed the need for stronger cooperation between the government, universities, and the private sector to promote innovation, quality education, and job creation. Separately, Education Minister Pokhrel administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed Vice-Chancellor and Registrar of Shahid Dasarath Chand University of Health Sciences in Geta, Kailali. The Supreme Court has issued an interim order directing the Property Investigation Commission to halt the ongoing process of investigating the property and sources of assets owned by former public office bearers. A single bench of Justice Nripadhoj Nerola ordered the commission to suspend all related investigations until the writ petitions filed against the processes are finally decided by a full bench of the court. The order also bars the commission from seeking property details from individuals during this period. The writ petitions were filed challenging the legality of the investigation process. According to the Supreme Court spokesperson Arjun Prasad Koirala, the full text of the interim order is yet to be released. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Tensions between the United States and Iran have intensified, with both sides carrying out fresh military action amid growing concerns over security in the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. military said it launched another wave of strikes targeting what it described as Iranian military capabilities used to threaten commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran, meanwhile, said it carried out retaliatory attacks against U.S. military targets in the Gulf region. Bahrain reported air raid sirens, while Kuwait said it intercepted missiles and drones. The latest escalation has raised concern over regional security and global energy supplies, as the Strait of Hormuz remains one of the world's most important oil shipping routes. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of monsoon winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snow, accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan region of the country. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rain, accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly region of the country, at some places in the Tarai regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and a few places in Madhya province and the Tarai region of Sudhir Paschim province. There is a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the Himalayan regions of Kosi and Bagmati provinces, in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces, and in the Tarai region of Lumbini province today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon trough lies slightly north of its normal position in the western Nepal, close to the Tarai region, while the eastern part it lies around its normal position. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 20 to 32 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 27 and 29 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Government plans to table 166 bills next fiscal year. Law Minister declares year of legal reforms. Prime Minister discusses tourism promotion with hotel association, reaffirms government support. Supreme Court orders Property Commission to suspend asset probe until final decision, and U.S.-Iran tensions escalate with fresh military strikes. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast, and for detailed news, visit us online at RadioNepalOnline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.